This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. With less than 3 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses, the news from the presidential campaigns today is about endorsements from the Des Moines Register, the state's biggest newspaper-backed, Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton, and from the Republican field, John McCain. NPR's Don Gagne has been crisscrossing the state today and joins me now from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Don, Senator Clinton's camp must have been pleased with the Des Moines Register endorsement. I mean, she's in a pretty tight three-way race there.
Right, and she's actually behind Senator Barack Obama, even though it is essentially a dead heat. This gives a campaign that has been struggling a bit across Iowa a boost. And speaking at a high school in Council Bluffs, Senator Clinton talked about how the endorsement said that while this is a strong field of Democrats, she is the one who is tested. She is the one who has the experience to face the daunting challenges that the next president will face. Here's the senator.
Who is ready to be president? And who is ready, willing, and able on day one to do the job that we need done?
Don, did you hear any response from Barack Obama or his campaign? I mean, he's actually ahead of Clinton, at least a little bit, in some of those Iowa polls.
They make the same argument that they've been making since day one, that his experience as a community organizer, as a state legislator, is all very, very relevant. The other thing, too, is that they found a lot they like in this endorsement, even though ultimately the Des Moines Register endorses Hillary Clinton, there is plenty of praise for Barack Obama in this endorsement. So they're sending up the quotes that they like in emails to reporters.
What's the significance of the Des Moines Register endorsing John McCain? I mean, he's polling in the single digits in Iowa. Do Iowa Republicans really look to the Des Moines Register for guidance?
He's also in something like fifth place. And he is a guy who has stood up, I've seen him, on stages in Iowa, and say something they do not like to hear on one of the key issues. He opposes ethanol subsidies. Ethanol, of course, fuel that comes from corn, and he says it shouldn't be subsidized by the federal government. It seems that this endorsement is not so much something that's really going to help John McCain here, at least not in Iowa, but something that it's almost like it's a slap at Mitt Romney, who has really worked hard here to portray himself as the candidate who can win in November. And also the endorsement speaks to Mike Huckabee, who is now leading in Iowa by a sizable amount. But it seems to be saying, too, that he is perhaps not as serious enough of a candidate.
Speaking of those other Republicans, Mitt Romney has an ad out now that's taking aim squarely at Mike Huckabee, who's overtaken Romney and is now leading in Iowa. Let's listen to that.
Two former governors, two good family men, both pro-life, both support a constitutional amendment protecting traditional marriage. The difference? Mitt Romney stood up and vetoed in-state tuition for illegal aliens, opposed driver's licenses for illegals. Mike Huckabee supported in-state tuition benefits for illegal immigrants.
Pretty tough talk there, Don.
The gloves are really off there, and you can see it in this ad. A few weeks back, everybody was ignoring Mike Huckabee. He was just one of those also-rans down in the pack. So Mitt Romney, who always expected to do really well here, has worked here hard, and has made plenty of visits here, really, really does need to go after Huckabee in a very aggressive way. We're seeing it in that ad, and we're seeing it in speeches as well.
The plot twists and turns. NPR's Don Gagne in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Thanks very much.
To be continued. Thanks.